Hey team, it's Mon, and this is How's Your Head, an extension of the health classes you missed where I check in with everyday people and ask that very simple question. How's your head? We'll open up the conversation, break down the stigma, and inspire you to check in with the people that you care about. Let's go. A quick disclaimer here, guys. No one in these episodes is a mental health professional. If you are struggling with your mental health, please contact Lifeline on 131114 today or seek help from your local GP or other mental health professional. Look after yourselves. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Another How's Your Head? A very exciting one today. I almost want to say a producer team member. That's how much this guy's is in and around the studio.
No, I'm not.
Technically not. Technically, you're a professional drug dealer.
Yep.
Kieran, Q, as most people know you as. You work in pharmaceutical sales, so you're not actually a drug dealer. No one called the police or anything.
No.
On the pod. Oh, sorry. Okay, you are. Great. We'll skip past that. Mm. You've got a podcast here as well, though, called Tee It Up.
Yeah.
So you're a golf guy. A few other guys who have been actually on How's Your Head already are a part of that with you. So Sean, who came on here, and Adam, or Baldy, who came on here as well. So very, very cool. It's one of the top golf podcasts in the world.
Yes.
In the golf category? It is, though, isn't it?
It's getting up there.
Yeah.
Slowly. In Australia in particular, but yeah, getting there.
Amazing.
Slowly climbing.
So basically you're a D-grade celebrity. We love that. Oh, I actually walked into my lounge room the other day and Stratos, my partner who loves golf, he was watching a YouTuber and I was like, what the hell? That's cute. You're on my TV. So, I mean, pretty cool. Pretty cool. More exciting. You're about to have a baby. And when we were chatting, we were like, I was like, I want to get you in here before you have that kid, and then I want to get you in after.
That's it to the last minute. We're pretty close. We're about a week away now.
So. Yeah, crazy. That's even a bigger thank you for coming in and taking the time to
come enjoy
up and
chat
with me. Yeah. That's true. Your free time away from home. But no, I am very honestly very appreciative of you for coming on. So thank you so much. How is your head?
It's good, Mon. Firstly, big fan.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, I've listened to all the boys on the pod and, I quit vaping because of you.
Oh, did you really?
Wow. Socially vaping.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't pick you to be a vapor.
Nah, when I'm on the piss, I was just being a bit of a dickhead.
That's most people.
When I just found out I was becoming a dad, I was getting a bit loose with the boys and started vaping.
Having a midlife crisis.
Nah, big fan. Honored to be on the show. So thank you first
thank
and foremost.
You.
Heads all over the shop at the minute. So you've got me in a good couple little week. I know the boys in here give me a bit of stick because of my negativity lately and just brooding. So I've got it's running a million miles an hour. But other than that, it's still on.
You're still kicking. You're
still
just
on.
A bit vulnerable, right?
Yeah,
you're in a vulnerable
moment.
A lot
of balls in the air at the moment. But
no,
otherwise pretty good, I think.
Yeah. The high voice really helps. Really helps.
Yeah.
No, I mean, is it mainly just the fact that you're about to become a dad for the first time or is there other stuff kind of juggling around in it?
Like you mentioned, I do work full-time in the pharmaceutical industry. So I juggle a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Full-time podcast where, you do all the work, all the social media, all the editing, all the, production, all the
other
producing,
stuff. Yep.
All the other stuff, finding guests to come on, all that stuff. So, a lot of balls in the air, obviously trying to be a good husband to my wife, which is
most
a battle.
Important.
Trying to be, a good mate to friends and family. And so, a few balls in the air, but, and work's obviously work. But no, other than, just juggling a lot. So, it's, hard to sort of get a gauge where I'm at the moment.
And on top of that, obviously you're in here a little bit doing the pod.
Yeah.
What would you say? A couple times a week?
No, once a fortnight I come
once
in.
Once a fortnight? Yeah. Okay, that's all right. But once you live fortnight. In down Torquay way, right?
Geelong, yeah. So
yeah,
we're down
Geelong.
In Geelong. Grew up down there.
Yeah.
So moved home a couple of years back, which has been nice because we've got family there. And especially all my siblings now have kids. So
I
get to catch up with them and
bringing
one into the world will be good.
Yeah,
nice and quiet,
that I feel like that is such an important thing, especially having your first kid. I mean, I have no freaking idea. I say stuff like this all the time and I'm completely talking out my ass because I'm not a parent. I don't know.
No, you're
but
an
auntie. I am an auntie, right? Mm. So I'll take it from that view. I can't imagine not living close to my nieces.
Yep.
I cannot imagine.
Mm. It's nice.
It's so nice. Yeah. I would assume, and I'm sure you will feel this, having family around, that that is like such an important part of becoming a parent.
Yeah. Well, I think my family probably think that I don't value living close to them.
Okay.
So I'm just like the, you know, whatever kind of guy.
Yeah.
So, no, but if they ever listen to this, it is nice living back in Geelong, and I'm expecting them to help out a lot.
Cool. I'll clip this up for them and we'll just send it straight
to Mum and she can distribute.
Oh, I'm sure that, you know, your whole family can't wait. It's always very exciting.
Yeah.
And so you've got siblings who already have kids.
Yeah, I've got two nieces and three nephews.
Yeah.
So my brother, Rory, he's got three. He's got three under three.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, get him on here. See how his head's going. My brother, Darce, has a boy, and Loretta, my sister, has a boy as well. So, yeah.
Cute.
Busy, busy family now.
Yeah. And
it's
going
pretty quick. They're all under three, so.
Wow. Oh, that's so cute. As they grow up with cousins that close,
yeah,
that's
all
so
pretty
nice.
Close. Mum and Dad have them every Wednesday over their house. Well, yeah. The boys anyway. The girls are too young still. But yeah, they're all best mates, which is cool.
Oh, I love that. That's very, very cute. Yeah. So, I mean, this is probably something that's going to change your answer to this in the next week or so after you have your baby. Yeah. But what do you do for your mental health, whether that's day to day, week to week?
Oh, it varies. Yeah. At the moment, probably in the worst shape I've ever been physically. So, but I used to be really into running, played junior footy and like really low level footy. So I used to do that. But golf's obviously golf podcast, love my golf. Even if it's just going for a chip and a putt for an hour or watching it. That's sort of my release these days. Podcasts, mowing the lawns. I love mowing the lawns.
You love mowing the lawns? I
live for it.
Do you have a ride on or just a
push? No, I don't have a ride on. Just bought a new Honda the other week.
Okay.
So I've upped the game, got the petrol Honda. So those who like their mowers. Yeah, I find that so therapeutic.
I wish Stratos liked mowing the lawns.
He will one day because there's no better beer than an after-mow beer.
That's, I can imagine that to be true.
I don't even like drinking that much, like if I'm not having 50.
Yep, fair.
But post-mo, always have a can.
Yep.
Always. So,
good.
Yeah, love that. I think that's probably my best release at the moment, getting outside in the garden and pulling weeds and doing that stuff.
Gardening.
But, yeah, growing up, real dad mode.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's bound to happen, isn't it? Yeah. You're on your bloody way.
But my wife would attest that exercise is my catalyst to good mental health. Apart, like, and when I'm not doing that, she's like, have you been going for your runs? And it's like, no, sorry, sweetheart, I haven't. So, yeah, that's something I've got to work on, but you know, times everything and
yeah. Why haven't you come to a run clubby yet?
I live in Geelong. I'm not getting up.
That's true. That is so true.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's time for us to start doing some down
there. I'll do it. I would do it if I had time. But
okay. Yeah,
there you go. We can expand it.
Oh, we'll organize one just
I was thinking
for you.
The other week when I saw you guys all going, like, geez, I wish I had that down here.
Oh, well, watch this space, Q.
Yeah.
I will. I'll talk to my people.
Yep.
My people will talk to your people.
You are the people, aren't you?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
I do like that, though, that is something that you've and even your partner's been able to recognize, like, you need to be able to exercise. Yeah. I am exactly the same, and I know that so many people are, that if you're not getting that movement or even just spending that time by yourself in a way or with mates, whichever way you bloody like to do it.
Yeah.
But I know I definitely love to just go for a run, headphones in, like on my own sort of thing as well sometimes. And that is, it's so bloody helpful. Do you reckon that is something you are going to try and prioritize now, especially, you know, you might be a little bit more sleep deprived, you're a bit busier probably in a lot of other ways, but...
Well, it's got to become a non-negotiable for me. I think, and I was talking to my wife today actually in the car when just checking in, and I said, are you looking forward to getting back in the gym to her when after she gives birth and gets herself sorted? And she's like, can't wait. And I'm like, fuck, if she's doing it, I really need to do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my default at the minute's negative. And so I need it to be the other way. Especially
why do you reckon it's negative? Just because of the no exercise, or are you pretty stressed about the baby and stuff?
I'm not. I was early days, like when we first found out. Oh my god, my Jess, who will be listening, my wife, she'll be going, yeah, that guy was. I don't know how she's still with me after that little period when we first found out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it needs to be. You know, I need to be looking after myself to be able to look after everyone else. So that's something that I've got my head around and starting to get better and sort of work my way through it. But I'm really excited for the next chapter.
Yes.
But, exercise, non-negotiable. I built a little gym at home in the shed.
Love that.
So I went and got the benchy and got on a stationary bike, and we've got a treadmill, but we need to get it serviced. So we'll add that to the list.
It's good for winter though, that stuff.
Yeah, it'll be great. So got the dog obviously, I walk my dog every day. That's probably my main getaway from home. But, need to prioritize the exercise to be be a better human.
Yeah. I love that.
If that answers your question.
Yeah, it definitely does. Definitely does. I love, you know, a dog is like the best thing ever for exercising. You see all those stories of, there was one particular one of a guy who was really overweight. He, like his doctor essentially said, you need to lose weight or you're going to die. Like you've got all these problems going on, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, the first thing you need to do is go to the shelter and adopt a dog. Yeah, yeah. And so he did. And there was like this story, this beautiful story. I was like bawling my eyes out of this guy who starts like obviously walking and then slowly introduces running and runs with his dog. Yeah. And like, they're just like the healthiest little pair together. And he just becomes this amazing runner. And it's just like this, it's insane. I love it. I just think, you know, at the end of the day, you're like, oh, you need something that's going to get you out, that's not just you.
Yeah.
You know, and a dog is that perfect thing.
I feel horrible when I don't walk her.
Yeah. If I've got an early meeting. They let you know too.
Every morning, all I get up is I just hear this scratch, scratch, scratch at our locked off door from our sleeping area. And Soda, my dog, she's ready to go. Like, run straight.
Soda.
Yeah. Run straight to the door. And I'm like, oh, I fucking have to, don't I? Like, even if it's cold or, you know, I can't be bothered, I still do it. So, yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I love that. I think as well, you know, even talking about you freaking out when you first found out that your partner was pregnant, Jess, right?
Jess.
Yeah, when Jess was pregnant and blah, blah, blah. I think that it's really interesting hearing from the dads or the person who's not having the baby in this perspective, because it is kind of like, well, you can see a physical change in your wife, obviously, with her growing a child, but it's not, I feel like it wouldn't be as real to
My life hasn't changed.
Yeah, like nothing else really happens. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, in a week, like there's going to be a baby in the world potentially.
I was saying that to my mum, and mum was over the other day with Jess, and we're sitting there and, oh, you wouldn't understand. I'm like, no, I wouldn't. Like, no. Nothing has changed. I've been able to go play golf. I've been able to go for one run this year. I think I've been on, do my podcast, you know, catch up with mates at the pub for lunch, you know, go to bed at night, sleep normal, wake up, go to work. I don't get reminded every day when I look down that there's a baby growing.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I see Jess, but it's like, I leave, I do my thing. It's not like I'm not thinking about it. But
yeah.
Yeah, so like, my life hasn't changed yet, and it's going to hit me like a ton of bricks. I've got a lot of mates who have had kids, and obviously, Dill's been pretty open about what it's like. My life hasn't changed. So that's the interesting. I've read that somewhere, I think, maybe. I don't know. Subconsciously, I just thought, hang on, like, I don't know what you're going through, but I've been a part of it, but I don't understand.
Yeah. So, it's weird. Is interesting though, isn't it? Because you are, obviously, you're a couple, you're doing it all together. It's great, but there is, and I think that's something, you know, like I've heard from a few dads that I've spoken to on this podcast, especially new dads who are like, even like when the baby is first born, it's really interesting because you almost feel, because like when they're so little, they're so reliant on food, sleeping, and shitting. Like, that's like the three things that a baby
rendered
does, right?
Rendered useless, I've been told.
Well, right? Like, the dad or the person who hasn't had the baby in that situation is just kind of like, okay, like.
Yeah, we just got to support the girl, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, so it's like your role as a support person there is like, so, and I mean, all through the pregnancy, right? Like, like you said, it's not like you're the one growing.
Yeah, I've been a great support because I've just been trying to set us up so when the baby does come that I can be a good support. And that's
a version of support though. And that is hard though. Like I, again, talking out my ass, but I can imagine that like I've got actually one of my best friends is about to have a baby in just over a month at this point, which is so exciting. But same thing, she's like, oh, I can't do this. Oh my God. I like, you know, she's in the end of her pregnancy as well. And she's actually had quite a good pregnancy and stuff. So I can't even imagine like for particular people who maybe have tougher pregnancies or have dealt with any kind of
crazy,
even anxiety around it. Like I know my friend, there was a day where the baby didn't move as much. And so that was just like straight to the hospital, which is so fair enough.
I've had a few of those.
Yeah, right. So there's just, there's all these other things that, you know, as the female in the situation, if you're growing the baby and like, oh, you're making sure this is happening or that's happening, it's like constant.
Yeah.
And it's
crazy, mate. Well, the love and respect goes through the roof because I'm like, no way I could do that. I'm way too selfish, way too set in my ways. Like, she's cooked. Like, she's pushing on. Like, she went to work lunch today. She's still trying to get out and about. Yeah. Finished up work last week, thank God. But, like, yeah, the respect and love goes through the roof. You're like, wowee, what are you doing? How are you doing that? Like, she's huge, like, which isn't her. She's always been fit and healthy and all that. She still is, but obviously carrying.
Well, you're pregnant. I mean, she's what, 38, 39
baby
weeks?
That's mine.
Yeah, your big old head, bloody
hell. Yeah, pretty poor girl. We're having a little girl too, so that's out there. So she's going to be an ugly little thing if she takes after me. But, the love and respect goes through the roof. Yeah. But it's really hard to find, like how you can support, because like you don't know what they're feeling and you don't understand. It's like, yeah, we'll be right. You'll be right. Like, but I don't have a clue. That's my default.
You'll get it. Yeah, you know what? I feel like it's one of those things where it's like you can be like as prepared as you want. And until you're in that moment, you'll be like, oh, I actually do kind of know what to do just out of instinct.
Well, they've been doing it for years, haven't they? So I'm sure I'll be working it out.
Someone else has done it, so you can.
I'm sure I'll
someone
work it
a
out.
Lot less.
Yeah, my two brothers. I'm sure if those two peanuts can do it, I can work it out.
There you go. If your brothers can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, I agree. But no, it's exciting and huge respect for all the girls out there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Oh, nice. I'm even watching my friend and I'm like, oh my God. We like talk about it going into labor and I'm just like, wow, like you're going to have to do that. That's nuts.
Yeah.
It's amazing and it's fantastic, but it's nuts. Circling back to golf.
Yeah.
Now this is funny because I've asked, obviously it's a massive part of your life.
Yep.
And I've asked a lot of people about it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's funny to kind of ask about it in the way that it helps and hurts.
Yeah.
does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it takes so much time.
Yeah.
And effort if you want to be any good at it, which I'm not, but
I think you're pretty good.
Compared to the average Joe, I'm better than average, I'd say, but I'm not good. Sean's good. We're actually all got the same handicap, but I think I play an easier course than him.
Okay.
He plays Metro, which is a very tough course, but
yeah,
he hits the ball way better than me. But yeah, it hurts in terms of time. Like it's an activity you do and it's 5 hours, 6 hours. Like if you go out on a Saturday, it's 5 hours. Obviously travel to get there, hit a few range balls, play your round, have a drink after, go home. Yeah. Like when you played footy, it was like, go to game, 2 hours, 3 hours, go home, happy. But then when you're out there, it's so chill, like no phone, walking. You know, you can be playing with randoms and have the best day ever. I love playing with people I don't know because you sort of, you know, can just chill and be yourself and relax. But also love playing with mates. One of my mates from school don't really play golf. I've got one mate, Jacko, who got me into it, which is random. He doesn't even play anymore, but he's a kid and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But none of my really close mates play golf, which is cool because it's sort of my thing and I go off and do it with people who I didn't, like I'm still best mates with the mates from school.
Yeah.
It's probably 7 or 8 of us. We're really, really tight.
That's really nice.
Still in a punters club and all that sort of stuff. We catch up very regularly. But none of them play regularly. Well, they fuck around and stuff. But yeah, I love it. But time kills me. Like, if I wish you could just, like, I wish it was like a 6-hole course, which was a legit course.
Yeah, and speed wasn't up frowned a little upon. Bit. Mm. Yeah. And what are the really good parts? Like, why do you keep doing it? Because I know, like, even from Stratos, he's only just started in, like, probably the last year, if that.
Addicted.
So addicted.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I walk in the lounge room, golf logs on the TV, practicing his swing out in the backyard. I'm filming him. He's at the range. He's filming himself.
Atta
he's
boy.
Like filming his swing. This, he'll probably hate me saying that. It's really
good.
Funny.
I love that.
But you know what? He makes me do it, so I'm going to bloody out him.
Get him on the pod.
Yeah, make him admit it. So, I mean, there's obviously that side where it can be, like, so frustrating as well because I know Stratos is like, oh, my God, I played so bad.
I don't get like that at all.
You don't do that?
Nah.
Okay, that's good.
I don't have any pressure on myself because I played mucking around as a kid with Dad and his mates and my mates, but I never got into it properly, got a handicap till COVID. So, I was 28, 29. So... No, I go out there with no expectations. If I hit a shit shot, I hit a shit shot. Obviously, you go like, oh, fuck. But, you know, that's it. Move on. You know, you miss a putt, whatever. I'm very, very in tune with where I'm at. I don't think I'm better than what I am. On some videos, people probably think I do. But it's purely a piss take for anyone out there. I don't take myself very seriously at all on the golf course. And it's purely like just a release. I use it to just get out, switch off from whatever's going on. I hate doing the filming side of things. It's not me. Mm. And the pod's sort of gone that way a little bit.
Kind of has to a bit, hey?
Has to a little bit, but not to the level it's gone. So I'm trying to drag that back a little bit. But that sort of gives you the personality out there where people go, they either like you or they don't, which don't care either way. That's up to people to decide.
That's fair.
I love it for the reason that you just outside 6 hours. Like it could be worse. I could be going to the pub on a Saturday and putting my bets on and having 10 beers.
Yeah.
Which I'll still do every now and again with my mates. But,
which is fun.
You know, once maybe every 8 weeks or 10 weeks, I'll go to the pub and have a lunch. I'm not a big drinker. I'll binge till like with anyone and, you know, make a
I think yourself. You're alone in that. Yeah.
Love it. Nothing better than a big binge with the boys. But yeah, I love getting out there and just having a chill time. Like I just fully switch off.
Yeah.
And just have fun. Be in the moment.
I really like that. And that idea of no phones and just getting out in nature. And I've had that comparison already as well of like you could be at the pub.
Yeah.
Putting bets on, which is so normal as well and very normalized. And it's like golf has become this massive thing for younger people. Like I've got kids at school that play golf on the weekend and go to the range with their mates. And it's like they're 16 years old. That was when I was growing up, it was like an old man sport, right? Like no one did it our age.
No.
And yeah, I think that's really great. And I like even that idea of, you know, you could easily be making content for that over and over and over and over. But it's like that's not why you do it. And that brings the phones and the cameras into the situation.
There's
where
a time
you're
and place for that.
Yeah. Where you're like, nah, that's not the priority. No, and
nothing better than getting up. I try and play as early as I can on a Saturday morning, like earliest tee time available, 6:30 if it's there. Get up, get down there, play. And you got your whole weekend and you can just start it off right. Like it used to be footy. I was no good at footy. I used to try really hard and maybe throw a few gut punches here and there. But
oh, you have to.
I was a dirty bastard because I couldn't get near it. But, yeah, I think that, yeah, just get up early, get it done. Sets my weekend up really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love playing nice courses. Like, I could play anywhere. I could play the shittest golf course and still have a great time. Yeah. Where some people are really prudish about that stuff, but no.
Yeah.
Never see me get angry. Never see me throw a club.
Good.
Get obviously a bit pissed here and there. Like I play to a level that's okay, so I expect to shoot, you know, at least mid-80s.
What's your handicap?
5.8.
Okay. But, so for anyone out there who has no idea what golf actually even is, a scratch golfer is zero, so you can consistently get.
Yeah, but what a handicap is a reflection of you on your very best day.
I'm trying to explain this.
It's a reflection of you on your best day. So 5.8 is an average of your best 8 rounds out of your last 20.
And that's based at your course?
No, that's based at any golf course. Any golf course. Okay. Because there's a rating for each course. So each course is rated against another slope rating. So, honestly, your handicap is what you should shoot on your best day, not consistently.
Okay.
So a scratch marker should shoot scratch 1 in 8.
Right. I'm really glad that you explained
that. Whereas
I should
have 6 over, so 5.8, like 1 in 8 rounds.
Yep.
At best.
Okay.
That's me at my best.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Does that make sense?
No, I'm getting that.
So that's
what
your handicap is. Yeah.
Great. Cool. Yeah. So you're a good golfer.
Steady.
No, you're a good golfer.
Compared to a 20 handicap, I'm a good golfer.
Yeah, but like how many people in their lives would even get down to like
not many.
Having a 5 handicap? Not many.
I think I'm in the top like 3% though in the world.
Yeah, in the world.
Which is nuts.
That's huge.
So the pros on tour are like 0.01 percentile.
Wow.
Been like, there's like a stat like 90 something percent of golfers won't get below an 18 handicap. So that's a shot a hole.
There you go.
Which is
that's
crazy.
I'm pretty sure that's what Stratos is on right now.
That's good.
Because we said if he gets to 18, he can buy himself a new driver.
Well, shot a hole is great. So surely he can hit Dyke for a driver. He's not buying one, surely.
No, he just bought the Callaway one.
Oh, beautiful. Got the smoke.
I think.
Hope so.
Well, I hope I got that right.
Big shout out to Callaway, good supporter of the golf podcast.
Oh, great. Do they want to sponsor me? I know heaps about it.
They don't sponsor us. They just look after
us. Oh, we'll sponsor Tee It Up. Come on. Yeah. Circling back to, you spoke about your mates then.
Yeah.
And obviously you've got your family and stuff. Do you feel like you're pretty supported generally?
I do. I am. I know I am, but I don't feel that way a lot of the time. I just solve my own problems. I'm doing my own thing all the time. Head down, ass up. If there's a problem, I'll fix it. But my mates, like, I can call any of, like, probably, you know, 8 of them and be like, hey, mate, I need you to fucking help today.
Yeah.
They'll be the same as my brothers and family and all my siblings and mum and dad and even the in-laws, like, they'll come and help. But, like, yeah, I'm very supported, but I don't use it, which is bad.
Okay.
Which
Do
is
you reckon
really
that's going to change after you?
Has to, man, because I wear a lot of burden and it makes me default to negative and real ass, like real grumpy prick, which is not me.
Well, you don't want to be that dad, you know.
Nah.
Someone always had that friend whose dad was a grumpy prick.
Yeah, and I don't want it to be me, and it's becoming me just with pressure and life and, you know, mid-30s trying to obviously have
Figure
a family and, you know, as a bloke, like it's so stereotypical, but you think you've got to be everything to your family, but you don't. Like Jess, my wife, she's really intelligent, has a really good job. She could be that. And she she wears all the weight in the relationship. I just go out, put on a face when I go out, and happy days, cue the podcast. I had the golf, he's, you know, good mate to everyone. Oh, loves a beer, loves a buddy vape. Oh, yeah. These guys are knobbing. But at home,
not anymore.
No, it's 6 months clean. Thank
good,
you.
Good,
yeah,
love that.
I'm counting the days. Yeah. But like, yeah, so support wise, got heaps of support. My mates are the best mates in the world.
Yeah.
My missus loves the boys. My family, they know all my family. Like, you know, if something's ever wrong, I'm cool. But yeah, I've probably got to be better at leaning on people rather than just wearing the brunt, because Jess cops it. Doesn't cop it. It's just, leave me alone. I'm going to the shit. Going outside to edit or going to the driving range where it probably doesn't need to be like that. Probably needs to be like, oh, look, I've had a shit day, you know. Well, I don't tell her that.
Have a chat.
You don't want to on the burden to someone else when you don't have to, man.
Yeah, but I think it's important that you do.
It is.
Because I think otherwise you do get to that point where you are just like, I don't want to be around anyone, I don't want to talk to anyone, and blah, 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 blah. And then you don't talk, you bottle it up, and then inevitably it comes out one way or another. Mm-hmm. So, like, you've got kind of two options where, you've probably got more than two, but you've got these options where it's like you stay on your own, keep it to yourself, sort it out by yourself. Mm. Process it, and maybe that works for a time, but like, it's always going to be better if you let people in.
Yeah, it's always better when Jess gets involved.
It's a guy thing. Always it is better. And I'm being stereotypical as well, but it is.
No, you're spot on. And same with my brother. Like, my brothers are the same, and they do the same as what I do.
Do you reckon that's something you like, the way you grew up as well? I know that's like a lot of people kind of,
yeah,
if you come from maybe a dad who was a bit stoic.
Dad's stoic. Like, dad's always worked for himself, worked really, really hard to give us a really good life.
Yeah, nice.
And, you know, as kids, we never struggled or never saw the struggle. But there was obvious, like, they're not affluent. We went to a really good school, but mum and dad worked fucking hard to give us what we had and set us up quite well. Like, I worked for dad straight out of school for 3 or 4 years. I went to China and did all that stuff with him. So I learned a lot from dad. But, like,
very cool.
Yeah, support-wise, got heaps there. Need to use more people, just in terms of having a chat. I've started doing that a little bit, like towards the back end of last year. With the encouragement of Jess, like, you know, just stop being a knob. Like, you know, you turn into a dick when you don't internalize and don't reach out. So, yeah, it's something, especially with the daughter that I'm having, I want to instill in her that, you know, no problems are too big to talk about.
Yeah.
And that's, like, got to live by it before I put it on other people.
You've got to be a role model, right?
Yeah. And sometimes I say things I just don't live by.
Do you reckon you're hard on yourself?
I'm my own biggest critic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm never happy with the work I'm doing. I'm never satisfied with the work I'm putting out. Like, the podcast, I listen back and I cringe. I'm like,
so you can't listen back.
What the? Yeah, I'm doing
no,
all the editing.
And you're doing a great job. You're in the bloody, well, it was the other day, you were like in the top five.
Yeah, we're in the top five. But
so huge.
But it is. But it's like, celebrate, why aren't we number four?
Well, because you haven't been around long enough. You haven't got the guests on yet, but there's always work to do. But what does Dill always say? It's about the journey and not the destination.
Yeah, and that's something I'm working on.
You
know, I'm starting to journal a little bit and starting to, you know, plan. I never used to plan. I used to just chase my ass
and wing it
be like, that's cool, let's go chase that light. But using friends and family to just be sounding boards. I had a coffee today with my best mate. Just
love that.
Talked about the next couple of weeks and stuff. He laughed at me and stuff, but it's like, cool. You know, he gets it. Like, he doesn't have any kids or anything, but he's just like, we'll come see you as soon as we can. Like, you know that it's a shared experience where you're like, all right, I'm not here. It's all good. But yeah, need to get better at that. And Jess, the wife, I'll give her a shout out because she'll probably listen to this one. It's not about golf. So she does wear the brunt. I appreciate all her support.
Yeah.
I always say, oh, you don't support me if we're having a boy. I'll be like, I'm on my own here. And it's all bullshit. I'm in the gutter without her. So yeah.
Aw, shout support. Out to Jess. I love that.
Yeah, she's a hard worker.
I love that. Yeah.
Putting up with me. It's hard work.
No, I'm sure you're going to do bloody awesome.
Oh, we'll be good at it. She'll be great at it. So I'll just follow her lead, I think.
Yeah, but you'll be great at it too.
Yeah, I'll just follow her lead.
Give yourself some credit.
I'm not saying I'll be a bad dad, but it's all, I just need to live by her. She's very in tune with where she's at and speaks about it and doesn't hide her emotions at all.
Yeah.
She encourages
it.
But
in
I always
you,
know
right?
how she's feeling just by looking at her. But I'll walk in the door and she'll be like, wonder what kind of day this dickhead's had. And she'll never know.
I don't think that's you're not alone in those experiences either. I think that, like, that happens to a lot of couples as well. Like, I can relate to that at the start of my relationship, I really had to be like, you need to talk to me about stuff. And I was the same. same thing. My communication wasn't the best either. And it's like, as soon as you do, you just feel so much better.
I know.
It's so much better.
It's crazy.
I feel like as well, do you reckon, like, after you have the baby as well, obviously you said a lot of your mates have kids and like, do you feel like that support's really solid for you in that way? Like, you have heaps of people to bounce off, right?
If I had the kid 5 years ago,
all
the boys would be like, oh, there we go, we've lost a good one. But now they're all like, oh, how good's this, mate? I can enjoy it. The best thing, best news I've had, like, I'm pumped for us, but two of my really good mates, both having kids probably like 3 months after us.
Oh, cool.
And they're all in Geelong. Well, one of them's just moved back and Carol's in Adelaide, but he'll be coming back at some point. And that's going to be awesome because, you know, they're all part of our punters club and we can just catch up and make the kids a part of it.
Strap the babies on you and head out.
I just remember as a kid growing up, like, you know, all going to a family friend's house and having a ball with their kids.
Yeah.
So that's something that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So fun.
Did that answer the question? Or just going
absolutely
on a tangent?
We're just, buddy, we're just chatting.
Just vibing.
We're just vibing. All right. Heart happy moment recently. Something that made you feel really good.
Moment that's made me
proud. So what
happy.
I was going with that is, I guess, the heart happy moment's like the gratitude moment, right?
Yeah.
And I guess something for me, especially the same thing, I'm like a catastrophizer and that's always been my natural default setting.
Yeah.
So constantly having to work hard to try and be like, think of the best case, not the worst case in situations, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's been something that's really, really bloody helped me personally.
Well, Jess is that in our relationship. She's very much like, oh my God, I'm going to die. Whereas I'm like, nah, you'll be right. Like, the dog,
you'll be
it's
right.
It's all good. Yeah, no, I need to stop saying that. But I think, like gratitude moments for, I've mentioned her a few times, but the wife, like especially the last 12 months, 9 months now, but the respect levels and just the love levels and the sort of in awe of what she's gone through, like you're like, holy shit. Like, you know, we've been together since we were like 22. So forever, she's very, very lucky girl. But that's probably it. I just seeing her with the doctor, seeing her be on top of like doing her blood pressure every night. You know, she's a veggie, but she's had a few cheeseburgers. Very proud of that. She's back on the meat train.
Oh, don't tell everyone that.
No, only early days.
Keep some of her secrets.
They were craving, but like,
love that.
Just I guess that's probably it, Mon. Like just seeing her grow and go through this. That's probably it, if that answers that.
Absolutely. And I reckon like if I asked you this in 2 weeks or so, you'd probably say the birth of my daughter.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's nuts. I can't believe in like 2 weeks.
Oh, no, mate. 2 weeks.
So
it feels
exciting.
Like, it feels like so long away.
Is that like, is every day just like, like you're just like, oh God, bloody get
it's
us
gonna
there.
It's going to smack me between the eyes because it feels like I've got so much planned next week, but it could go next week.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
So it's like, holy shit, what am I going to do with those plans?
Yeah. Well,
and they're all.
Stuff them away that you will not think about
know,
them as soon as your kids are
I know
in the
I won't, but you know, it's like, 2 weeks feels like 2 weeks in real life, but it's not. This is crazy. So,
Wow.
All
right.
It's all going on, Mon.
It's all going on. And I'm very excited for you. It's going to be bloody awesome. All righty. Final question.
Final one.
One day you're there and you're like, oh, God, can't get out for golf on me Saturday morning and I'm feeling very down about it. There's actually a genuine storm. And the golf course is shut. They've actually shut. They said too dangerous. There's lightning.
That's
can't be out
before.
There with metal poles, you know. Not really good. Mm-hmm. Song or songs to get you up and about again?
Yeah, I love this bit. I've listened to all the boys' pods. So
I appreciate it.
Well aware of this question. And I did put probably the most thought into this. So if you think I went in depth before. I've written three songs and one artist.
Yes. Oh,
so
okay.
There's actually
love
four
that.
Options.
Yep.
Main song I listen to when I just want to get up and about because I think I can sing it good is Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
Can you give us a
but it was actually a wedding song as well,
nice.
Which is cool, so probably it's a nice sentimental song, but it's
love
just
that.
A cool tune. Enjoy it, belt it out too. A song I'm weird with music, so Jess will, I don't know, I've mentioned her 400 times, but she'll be like, this guy just listens to covers.
Oh, you're a covers guy.
Cover, acoustic cover guy.
Okay.
Like, love song
kind
of guy.
A little bit,
Even like down a song. So the main song I really love is About Today by The National.
Okay.
It's off my favourite movie, Warrior, which is about two brothers, UFC fighters.
Yeah.
That song's played at the end, so I love that song.
Amazing.
Tyler Childers, Shake the Frost.
Yeah.
for any country and Western lovers out there. My two favourite genres.
I was going to say, you give me that vibe.
Yeah, love it. Yeah. Absolutely bang that out. Bit of Luke Combs, all that sort of stuff. Yes. And then, but the artist, if I just want to zone out, and I know one of the other boys had this the other day, was M83. So any of the stuff from those guys, if you just really want to zone out in the car, because I've stopped listening to a lot of podcasts when I'm driving just so I can switch off.
Yeah.
Recently, I got that off Fly McRae, who's actually the Collingwood coach. I heard him say that he listens, used to listen to all the news driving into work. Now he just listens to music and zones out. And I was like, I'm going to try that today. And it was the best drive up to Melbourne because I drive up probably 4 out of 5 days a week.
Yeah, nuts.
But Midnight City is where I kick off with M83 and then I just let it take me up the highway.
Jeez, maybe I'll try that on my way home.
It's good, man.
It's taking me a while to get home at the moment.
Your mind just flicks off. Yeah, and you just come up with some cool ideas for the pod and just, you know, you don't really get caught up thinking about other people. You're sort of like,
I listen to too many podcasts sometimes. Yeah. I reckon you're consuming too much.
Man, I've run out of true crime. Run out.
Jesus.
There's nothing left.
Yeah, I mean, from here to bloody Geelong, though, it's a long, long haul.
Audio books and all that sort of stuff. But music now up and down. So,
I love that. Well, that's they are great additions.
It's a big answer to a small question.
Nah, it's good. It's good. I love the story. I like the that's the thing. Every single song on the playlist has a little bit of meaning behind it. And that's why I love it, because it's like everyone has got a reason that they're picking it, right?
Yeah.
It's not just sometimes it's just, you know, sounds I like good. It. But a lot of the time there's something behind it that you like.
It's
you
not
know,
the lyrics,
it's your favorite movie, it's your wedding song, it's your
lyrics don't grab me, but it's more like how it sounds and all that sort of stuff. So
yeah, love it. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much. This has been bloody awesome.
It's been an
honor. It takes a lot to admit a lot of the stuff that you've admitted, I reckon.
Not really.
You know, like having to be better. People struggle with that.
Okay.
I struggle with it for sure. It's like the fact that you've got the self-awareness to actually recognize, you know, I've been feeling down and I've been a downer. I need to do that. You already know what you need to do in so many situations. And it's like that is, it's really good. And I think a lot of people will be able to resonate with you and what you've said today. Yeah. And, you know, if anyone else out there is becoming a parent or any of those things, like it's refreshing to hear that, because this is the whole thing with mental health. People think they're alone in a lot of this stuff, and it's like you're not, right? Yeah. You're not. So a massive, massive thank you, a massive congratulations well. Of course,
thanks. I've done nothing.
Well, to Jess then,
a couple of moments of work, and she's done the rest.
Well, I am very bloody excited for you, and
thanks.
I'm stoked to hear all about it, and hopefully one day you can bring the little gal up here
and we can
all hang out.
Bring her up to the big smoke.
To the big smoke with Max. Hang out with Max.
Max, Dill reckons they'll be kissing
in no time.
Which makes me sick. But
don't.
If Dill's going the way he's going, we might be coming in a bit of cash. So I'll encourage it.
You might just arrange marriage from the start.
Be pushing that to happen. It's been good. A privilege. Mine, and thanks for having me on. Big fan of the show. You'll have bigger guests on in the near future. You should be getting bigger numbers, I reckon. It'll click one day.
I reckon you're pretty big. I was watching on YouTube the other day. I don't know. Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Hey, team. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It would be a huge help for me and the health classes you missed if you could like, follow, or subscribe wherever you are listening. And of course, if you want to keep learning and stay up to date with me, make sure you come and follow me at the health classes you missed on Instagram or THCYM. And how's your head on TikTok? I've actually got 2 TikTok accounts now, so make sure you follow both of those to get all of that content. Thanks, guys. See you later.